We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We just had some breaking news here. The ACC has now released its football schedule, much like the Big Ten did yesterday. Not to get back to our discussion about Harbaugh and Dave, we'll certainly see those two on the field. We now know that Georgia Tech will not face Clemson in its opening game. In fact, Georgia Tech will open against Florida State, Hugh. And so, not that that's
that
much
be a
easier.
Pretty good game.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, Florida State is they're in a little bit of a, I guess you could say, transition. Is that safe to say? Is that fair? A little bit.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, we know that the Big Ten is going to open on September the 3rd, Ohio State at Illinois. The ACC schedule says September the 12th for the opening week, and then again 2 weeks ahead of the SEC. So the ACC is going to have played two games by the time the Big Ten will have played three, and the ACC will play two by the time the SEC gets going. So SEC, Hugh, I only mention this because I think SEC fans are going to be jonesing so hard watching everybody else play. They're going, what about us? You know, that would be hard. I think as an SEC fan, it would be hard to watch other leagues playing for two or three weeks before you get a chance to get going.
I would assume so. I would assume so. But I think most time, John, is just people just happy that football is here. I mean, this is a different time. This is not like any other football season where, you know, that would probably take precedence. This is a season where if teams are playing, people are just happy to see teams playing, I would think. You know, don't want to speak out of turn for anybody, but that's what I would think in a situation like this.
Georgia Tech will open against on the 12th of September against Florida State. On the 19th, they will play Central Florida. This was something that Central Florida had wanted to do, and you know, of course, Todd Stansbury with Georgia Tech and the ties that he has to UCF. So, and everybody in the ACC is playing a non-conference game. Notre Dame's playing Western Michigan, and Florida State's playing Samford and whatnot. So Georgia Tech will play Central Florida in week two, then they'll play Syracuse before an off week. Looking deeper into the schedule, in October, in a three-week period, Boston College on the 24th, Hugh, for Georgia Tech, and that's sandwiched between Clemson on the 17th, now the 17th of October, and Notre Dame on the 31st. So in a three-game stretch, Georgia Tech's going to have to play both Clemson and Notre Dame. So that'll be a little bit difficult.
Yeah, we'll see what they're made of. I mean, no doubt. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the coach team is up for the task. We'll see what they're made of.
Yeah, so we'll see how they are doing that. I mean, Georgia Tech again against Florida State. Jeff Collins will be on with Dukes and Bell, head coach at Georgia Tech, a little bit later on today. And in his news conference yesterday, he was talking, Coach Collins was, Hugh. I was watching it. And he was talking about how it was kind of interesting because before the season, they sit down, all the coaches, and they break down all the teams that are going to play during the year. And, of course, this was based on the schedule that they had previous, which included most of the ACC teams and whatnot. But they also broke down and spent a lot of time breaking down Notre Dame because they were going to play one of those Notre Dame games, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So now that Notre Dame is fully into the league, they had already, you know, done the work on Notre Dame. So I think from a preparation standpoint, and that's probably true of just about everybody, I think, but because it's conference only now, and everybody kind of knows everybody anyway, they had already broken those guys down. And he talked about his team a little bit, more about, you know, taking care of his team from a COVID standpoint. But I hope he gets into, with Dukes and Bell, a little bit more about what the expectation level is out of his team. He's got all those transfers coming in, Hugh, impact players, 4- and 5-star guys from places like Tennessee and Florida and Miami and Notre Dame, all these transfers that have come in, because I think there's an expectation level, and I think rightfully so, that Georgia Tech will be, at the very worst, a 500 football team this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case. But, you know, but the thing that I think is realistic about all of this, John, is that we know that this pandemic has thrown everybody for a curve. And with coaches getting ready and getting their teams prepared, even though Coach Collins has all those big guys that look the part that he wanted them to look and everything, is that they haven't really had a chance to come together. They haven't had a chance to put it all together. So that's a little bit of an issue right now.
Just looking at the ACC has just released its schedule to open September the 12th. Georgia Tech will face Florida State. Might be about the biggest game of the schedule. Notre Dame will face Duke. Clemson will open against Wake Forest. And Syracuse, North Carolina. Virginia actually opens with its non-conference game against BMI, so they probably have the easiest one. Wake Forest has got the duty. Yeah, Wake Forest, go Deeks, go. The Deeks got to play Clemson to open. Good luck to you, Deeks. More power to you. Your quarterback's in Athens. That's all I'm saying. Good luck to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.